The hero's journey is a prominent theme in mythological tales and fantasy novels, but what if one of those heroes were real? Jesus Christ is a real hero born to save humanity from their villains, sin, death, and the devil. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is Lord of Legends, Jesus Redemption Quest. This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number 1-800-325-3040 or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Lord of Legends, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month. The devil is always in the details. How a question is asked on a survey is almost as important as the answer that's given, and we need to know what questions have been asked. Well, pollsters have been asking a lot about abortion lately. Of course, the context is important, too, with the recent leak of that draft decision in the Dobbs case and everyone on pins and needles about the decision itself. Joining us to talk about Gallup's annual survey of Americans' attitudes toward abortion, Dr. Michael New. He's visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America, associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, and columnist for National Review Online. Michael, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How would you describe the results of this recent Gallup poll on the American attitude toward abortion?
Yeah, the results are a little disappointing. I mean, Gallup does a poll on abortion every year. They typically conduct the poll in May and release the results in June. And they ask a variety of questions about sanctity of life issues. And kind of the bad news for pro-lifers is that no matter what kind of question they asked or how they worded it, there was about a 5 to 6 percentage point gain in sentiment in favor of legal abortion. So they asked the pro-life, pro-choice question every year. In 2021, 50% of Americans identified as pro-choice. This year, that climbed 5 percentage points to 55%. So according to the Gallup poll, it looks like we've lost a little bit of ground since last year.
Why do you say that pro-lifers should not necessarily be concerned about that gain?
Yeah, I'm not all that concerned. One thing we know from a pretty large body of survey research is that fluctuations in public attitudes toward abortion are often driven by current events. And we just see that from Gallup polls and from other polls. So, for instance, in the late 1990s, we saw a gain in pro-life sentiment when there was the ongoing debate about the partial birth abortion ban. In 2013, we saw a slight gain in pro-life sentiment during the Kermit Gosnell trial. On the other hand, during the late 80s and early 90s, there was a slight gain in sentiment in favor of legal abortion when the Supreme Court was handling the Webster decision and considering the Planned Parenthood v. Casey case, two cases some people thought might overturn Roe v. Wade. So, again, one thing we just know from polling data is that fluctuations are often driven by current events. It's important to note that most of this Gallup poll was conducted after Justice Alito's opinion was leaked. Most of the media coverage after that leak was frankly not sympathetic or favorable to the pro-life position, and I think that's why there was kind of a small gain in support for legal abortion in this poll.
So what is the most important lesson to take away from a poll like this?
I think the most important lesson for people is just not to worry too much, and the pro-lifers need to continue their work building culture of life. You know, I think if you look at long-term Gallup polling, we have made some, you know, real substantial gains in the court of public opinion. I mean, as recently as 1995, only 33% of Americans identify as pro-life. That usually in most Gallup polls is in the mid to high 40s. So, you know, when you look at the broad body of polling data, you know, we have made some pretty durable gains. Again, I think this slight uptick in pro-choice sentiment is just a quick reaction to the Dobbs decision, or at least the leak of the opinion from Justice Alito. I think if they conducted that poll a week or a few weeks later, the results would look a little bit different.
You also point out that a lot of the gain is attributed to Democratic respondents to this poll. Why is that significant?
That's a very important point. The one thing I thought was really interesting about this poll is it did show some gain in public support for legal abortion, but almost all that gain was among self-identified Democrats. I think 70% of Democrats identified as pro-choice in 2021, 88% identified as pro-choice in 2022, this most recent poll. Public opinion among independents was virtually unchanged, and opinion among Republicans was virtually unchanged. So politically, this may not matter much. If the Democrats people who vote Democrat are just more likely to support abortion, I don't think that's really going to have much of an impact on the 2022 elections and beyond.
Is there any good news for pro-lifers in the poll?
There is some good news. I mean, one thing this poll did, which I appreciate, is it was only the seventh time in 26 years that Gallup asked about gestational age limits. And every time they ask about gestational age limits, there's very strong support for limits on abortion after the first trimester. According to this poll, 55% of Americans thought that abortion should be generally illegal during the second trimester, and 71% thought abortion should be generally illegal during the third trimester. So, you know, limits on later-term abortions continue to poll well, and I think the pro-lifers should take heart.
Do you expect, then, gestational limit laws to become more popular if Roe is overturned?
Yes, I think if Roe is overturned, it's going to make it much easier for states to go ahead and pass laws that would protect unborn children after a certain point in gestation. And we even see that now, kind of in anticipation that Roe may be overturned. This past year alone, Arizona, Florida, and Kentucky all passed laws that would protect preborn children after 15 weeks gestation. Idaho passed a law kind of mulled after the Texas heartbeat ban that would protect preborn children after about 6 weeks gestation. Oklahoma passed a law that would effectively protect all preborn children. So again, if Roe was overturned, again, there would be really no legal obstacle for state laws to protect the preborn. Many states will go ahead and try to protect all preborn children. In some states, that may not be possible based on the political situation, but I think these gestational age limits will become a lot more popular.
Do you expect public opinion on abortion to change if Roe is overturned?
I think in the short term, there may be a slight increase in sentiment in favor of legal abortion. Again, if Roe is overturned, again, a lot of the media coverage is not going to be sympathetic or favorable to the pro-life position. You know, that may affect public opinion in some way. And again, a reversal of Roe will do a lot of good for us. We'll be able to pass good protective laws in many states. But it's also important to note that in many parts of the country, law and public policy will remain unchanged, and abortion will still be legal in places like California and New York. And for many people, policy won't really have changed all that much. So I think in the short term, you may see a gain in quote-unquote pro-choice sentiment, but in the long term, I don't think it will have much of an impact.
In the event that Roe is overturned, abortion then, as you say, becomes a state-level issue. Do you expect abortion to recede from national politics as an issue to a degree?
I think a lot of the key battles will be at the state level. I think that's where most of the challenges and opportunities are going to remain for both sides. I mean, federal politics will always be involved with abortion. There will certainly be court nominees for both lower federal courts and the Supreme Court. You know, abortion will impact those nominations and debates over those nominations. The Hyde Amendment will still be a salient issue politically. You know, that's a law that we have to pass every year that limits the ability of the federal government to pay for abortion with taxpayer dollars through Medicaid. So you'll see national politics will be involved with abortion, but I think, again, most of the opportunities and challenges for both sides will very likely be at the state level.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute and columnist for National Review Online. You can read his columns on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Dr. New, thank you very much.
No, thanks for having me.
Bob Smetana joins us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention in Anaheim, California. He's a national reporter for Religion News Service. Then we will spend some time with Pastor Tom Baker teaching a Sunday school lesson, and we'll do a little listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Life Ministry is thousands of people sharing Christ's love and mercy and giving witness to our Lord's creation of life, His design for marriage and the family, and the God-given value of all human life from conception to natural death. Working with many partners, LCMS Life Ministry sponsors human care efforts that meet the needs of body and soul and provides resources and educational events for all ages. To learn more, email lifeministry@lcms.org and visit lcms.org/life.
From the time of Moses, 3,500 years ago, the church has been adorning her sacred spaces at the instruction of the Lord. Ad Crucem seeks to continue this tradition to the best of our ability as we create beautiful things to point us to Christ crucified for sinners. See our posters, greeting cards, artwork and banners, each proclaiming the good work that our Lord has done for us. Visit adcrucem.com. That's ADCRUCEM.com.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Concordia University Chicago invites all high school students to attend the annual Careers for Christ weekend in person on our beautiful campus in River Forest. Careers for Christ is October 28th to 30th. You'll have the opportunity to learn about professional church vocations while having fun with CUC staff, faculty, and students. For more information, visit cuchicago.edu/C4C. cuchicago.edu/C4C.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at siestakeyrentalgenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.